from Midland. This is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
For unionized employees who want to adjust their work schedules to accommodate family activities, leisure time, or a spouse's work schedule, Michigan laws governing the workplace aren't keeping pace. Under existing law, hourly wage earners must be paid time and a half or more for anything beyond the normal 8-hour day. But what about workers who would like to take an equivalent amount of time off rather than be paid for the extra hours? Comp time, the practice of trading overtime earnings for comparable time off, is increasingly common in non-unionized workplaces. But union leaders fear that if they approve comp time for unionized workers, employers will abuse the system to avoid paying overtime wages altogether. They needn't worry. A comp time program can be crafted that protects workers. First, the decision to choose comp time in lieu of pay should be up to the employee alone. Choosing comp time can never be a condition of employment. All comp time agreements should be in writing. And employers should keep accurate records to verify each employee's accrued overtime. A Michigan House committee is considering a law to allow for comp time. Lawmakers should make every effort to grant Michigan's unionized workers greater flexibility in their work schedules. For the Mackinac Center, I'm Catherine Martin.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.